Good Friday morning from Washington National Cathedral. I'm Jan Cope, Provost to the Cathedral, and joined with my colleague, our Canon Vicar, Dana Corsello. We begin our worship this morning with hymn number 393, Praise Our Great and Gracious Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our psalm today is Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. You'll find it on page 724 of the Book of Common Prayer. We will pray it responsively by whole verse. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also.
The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice.
Our scripture this morning is from the first book of Kings, chapter 8. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. Not one word has failed of all his good promise, which he spoke through his servant Moses. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our ancestors. May he not leave us or abandon us, but incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances, which he commanded to our ancestors. Let these words of mine, with which I pleaded before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, and may he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. Therefore, devote yourselves completely to the Lord our God, walking in his statutes and keeping his commandments as at this day.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, in this challenging and uncertain time, we offer our prayers on behalf of those in need, the church and the world.
For the church, that it may not grow weary of proclaiming the gospel of Christ, and serve as a beacon of hope to a suffering world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all affected by the coronavirus around the world, for the leaders of the nations that they may work together for the common good as the outbreak spreads. Grant public health and government officials in our country the strength and will to act with wisdom and compassion in service to all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heal those who are sick with the virus. Grant courage and strength to first responders and healthcare workers who with hearts of service stand on the front lines of providing care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Remove the presence of fear and anxiety from our hearts. We pray for those suffering from financial hardship, that they may have confidence in your providence in the weeks and months to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. For all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us pray in the words our Savior Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
God of the present moment, God who in Jesus stills the storm and soothes the frantic heart, bring hope and courage to all who wait or work in uncertainty. Bring hope that you will make them the equal of whatever lies ahead. Bring them courage to endure what cannot be avoided. For your will is health and wholeness. You are God, and we need you. Amen. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, this day and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 372, Praise to the Living God.